My name is Renee Price, and I am running for North Carolina House District 50. I am currently a county commissioner, and I have been in this role for the past 10 years and have enjoyed serving my community. And I'm seeing this next venture as a way to expound upon the work that I've been doing in the past. I enjoy working in the community as well as for the community, and my years of experience is probably the one thing that separates me from other candidates in this race, is that I've had a long, many years working, as we used to say, in the trenches as well as in government, you know, in the nonprofit world as well as in government, in governmental agencies, and just working to build up and empower communities. One thing that I have learned is that for the variety of people that we have, there's a variety of issues. And if I'm representing, you know, I feel as though I'm responsible for representing everyone. But I will say that among my top priorities are the right to vote and the right to representation. So many people have sacrificed their lives over the decades so that people like myself had the right to vote and also had the right to run for election and to represent my community. Another priority would be a sound basic education. We have our schools in dire need of repair, and we need to pay our teachers so that our children, our students, have someone to teach them. And as something that was ingrained in me as a child by my parents is that knowledge and education is very, very important. And as my dad used to say, knowledge is the one thing they can't take away from you. And it has been a pathway to freedom. So a sound basic education is very important to me. And also, I would say infrastructure, particularly as we're coming out of this pandemic. We were working on infrastructure before, but I think even now more so, we need to work towards building up our economy, both in the rural areas as well as urban. And with infrastructure, I'm considering broadband, which, you know, the need for broadband was accelerated during this pandemic. In terms of education, business, telehealth, you name it, the importance of broadband was actually exaggerated to some extent. And then affordable housing as well. In this day and age, everyone should be able to live in a safe, decent home. Whether you're, you know, in a family or senior citizens, we really need to take care of one another. And also transit, so that people can get from point A to point B. And, you know, that even connects into climate change as well, as we're thinking of ways to have multimodal pathways or road networks so that we can save on our environment. An area that I've been working on over the past several years as a commissioner is criminal justice reform as well, climate change mitigation and environmental justice. And of course, we do need to do something about our tax system, with the 1% and corporations paying very little in comparison to what the rest of us are paying. Some of the major issues is also health care reform. And that really is big when we think about people's health as well as mental health. I have to put all of that in there together at this point. This pandemic really has affected all of us in different ways. The isolation from loved ones, the quarantine, and just the stress of not knowing whether you have a job or whether you're going to be able to put food on the table, whether you're going to be able to get your medications and all. So, healthcare for all is something that we've been working on for many, many years here, and I will work towards Medicaid expansion. For sure, so that we also can put monies towards the opioid epidemic and any other substance use disorders and help people. When they see my name on the ballot, I want them to think of We the People. That is the foundation of my campaign, is that We the People will work together so that we have government and community that is working for us, that represents our vision and our values. And I think people that know me know that I'm very, very much concerned about freedom, humanity, and justice. And those are three things that I work very hard on. No matter what it is throughout my life, when I look back, I can see that that's been kind of the underlying theme for everything that I've done. So We the People, and then freedom, humanity, and justice.